This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Anarchapulco 2018.
2017 was a pretty great Anarchapulco. This one's even bigger, like three, four times bigger. It's tremendous. Grateful to have the opportunity to come out here and enjoy the company of some wonderful liberty-minded folks. Plenty of cryptocurrency fanatics here. I mean, maybe it's just us, Mark, but it seems like everybody's talking about cryptocurrency out here at
Anarchapulco. With the sponsors like Dash and Bitcoin.com, it's no doubt.
And Air Ethereum, we're a sponsor.
Are you really?
Yes.
Excellent. We were just talking with Doug Scribner, who's back with us here in a Mark in our remote studios outside, undercovering at the beautiful Princess Resort, literally stone's throw away from the beach. The breeze is just wonderful coming through here. We hope that you can join us out here in 2019. We'll be here again in 2019 as well. It's a lot of fun. And there's still more to go. There's a whole nother day after this one. I mean, this is a long event. Well, actually, we're recording into the future, Doug. You're going to be speaking. We're recording this into the future. It's a time warp show here on Free Talk Live. So when people will be hearing this, you'll be speaking tomorrow.
Great.
So that would be Sunday, the final day of Anarchapulco 2018. So Doug Scribner, one of the primary movers and shakers behind Airtherium.com. You had a couple more comments about this. This is a blockchain-based
private
booking.
Private jet aviation industry coin.
Flight booking thing that you guys are coming out with,
right.
And you had one or two more things you wanted to say.
Well, just quickly, I wanted to mention that we're going to be at the Texas conference right now, the Super Conference. We're going to be at South by Southwest. We'll be at the Denver conference. We'll be at Blockchain West, and we're currently we were just at Sundance Film Festival. We sponsored a huge huge party there. KRS-One was there. All of the Black Eyed Peas except Fergie performed there.
Oh, neat.
Queen Latifah performed. Couldn't believe it. So we sponsored this thing. We launched it with a bang, man, let me tell you.
Indeed.
So basically it's a fork of Ethereum, Airtherium, and it's going to be able to allow people to build different apps for the private aviation industry, such as fuel arbitraging. A big problem and a big expense in aviation is jet fuel. So there's places in the world where jet fuel is less expensive than other places in the world.
Hmm.
And with a token, you can arbitrage these, reducing the cost, make them more available.
Is that so?
It's management. It's blockchain management of assets, which we've heard about for ages. This is another one. Another way we'll reduce costs for private travel for the little guy.
It makes sense. Now that you say it, I've never considered it for a second, but it sure makes sense.
Right.
The other thing you're doing is Vault Logic. And
right.
The last time we had you on, this is what you're telling us about. Now, this is something that is more down to the average person.
Right.
This is about ATMs, Bitcoin vending machines, making it so they can kind of take care of themselves,
right.
Basically.
Self-balancing, bankless ATMs. Exactly. We've got one right now at the Dallas Super Conference. People can look at it. It's our first prototype is rolled off the assembly line. And it's an amazing concept.
Tell me more about it, because just saying that doesn't really explain it.
Exactly. So the problem with the ATM companies, and Bitcoin has this pain point especially, is they have to deal with cash.
Lots
of 20s.
Yep.
And banks, which
banks
are not very friendly.
Cash. They hate it.
And they hate Bitcoin, right?
So most of them do.
Yep. So we've developed a way of having self-managing Bitcoin ATMs where the cash actually moves between them and inside of them, balancing their load. So if one ATM is too full, but the ATM across town is too empty, an app signal goes out to the members, and there's an opportunity for the member to buy the cash at one machine, making some profit, sell it to the other machine, making some more profit. Now you just Uberized ATMs.
Yeah, makes sense.
So, so normally with an ATM, there's an armored truck that, pulls up, men with guns get out.
Very expensive service.
Yeah, they've got the keys to that machine. They open the machine up, take the cash out, and then take it to the operator's bank account or whatever. Or I guess the reverse is the case with most ATM. I don't know. They're loading it,
they're
right?
Loading
they're
loading it. Or
I'm thinking of Bitcoin vending. They're doing the other thing.
Right.
But anyway, men with guns. How is the person going to get all the cash out? Is that the machine's going to be designed to...
They don't. They might not take all of the cash out. They might take only $500 out because that is what their limit is.
That's what the
other
one needs or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it'll just say, hey, this machine is... We'll pay.
It's basically sending out a signal through some kind of network app and says, hey, we've got $500 at a discount of 5%.
Yeah.
Do you want 5% off $500? And the answer to many people who are sitting around is, yeah, I'll take $500.
Right, and then at the same time, they say, hey, this machine needs $500. We're going to pay you $520 for that.
Right.
Now, is that typical? I mean, is that an actual number?
Don't know yet. The market will decide, but it'll be worth it. It has to be, otherwise we won't have any people doing this. So this is dynamic pricing of cash. And in this case, we're not thinking about cash as a valuable currency. We're thinking of cash as a grocery, as a commodity. It's a thing that has
that
to be
moved from one place to another.
Exactly.
So this could be something that anybody with $500, which a lot of people can afford that. That's way cheaper than a plane ticket or whatever. You can go and put, use your debit card?
I mean, No. It's cash only.
But how do I get $500 cash out of an ATM by buying it? You have to pay for it, right?
Well, exactly. You
give it your Bitcoin.
You can give it a couple things. If you're a member of the network, you would have our utility token or our accounting token.
Okay.
You would buy the cash from the machine. That cash is now yours. So people say, well, what if someone steals it?
So
they can. It's theirs. They bought it from us.
Right.
We sold it at a discount. And then they can take it and take it to another machine and put it in, and then they get their accounting token now shows that they have a higher balance.
More of those tokens.
Exactly. And this is not a token that can be traded on an exchange. This is an internal accounting token.
Okay.
But you can use it to trade it for crypto, and you can use it.
Within the system.
You're right, exactly. Right.
Wow.
So
and the idea there being
why an internal accounting token where you just use crypto? I mean, you pick your cryptocurrency, whether it's Bitcoin Core, Bitcoin Cash, or Dash, or whatever.
Because we would then be a money transmitter.
I see.
And, so there's the clever ways, efficient, I'll say, ways of...
That's efficient?
Well, it is. It is.
It's efficient when you consider the inefficiency that's built
into the
bank system, right?
Right, because people who don't have banks don't have access to credit cards. Even ATM cards they don't have. How are we going to help those people enter this system where we can all have credit cards, we can all transfer money around?
Plus, if it's an accounting token, Mark, then the price won't fluctuate, right? You don't want the price to go up or down necessarily depending on what transaction. If you're going to go to one machine and pull out $500 cash and then go across town to another machine and deposit $500 cash, and you're getting paid on both of those things, you don't want the price to change
It's akin to Tether. If you can think of it like Tether.
You don't want to make it akin to Tether.
I know, but listen to this. It's an accounting
token. The U.S. dollar.
Yes, it's the accounting token pegged to the U.S. dollar.
Pegged.
But it's pegged to cash. Tether is pegged to money in a bank. That's their weakness.
Allegedly.
Ours is pegged to the cash in our vaults around the world.
Mm.
So we always know. And they have proof of cash. We can show you how much is in every account, every vault in our system.
Okay. I think it's an exciting idea. I mean, as somebody who runs a couple of Bitcoin and crypto vending machines in New Hampshire, you know.
So these machines, I don't mean to interrupt, are also going to do bill pay. They're also going to do cell phone top-ups. You can also do eventually check cashing. These are for poor people. They can't do that.
I love it. That's what this, to me, cryptocurrency is one of the strongest things about crypto is that when you've got low fees, when you cut out the banks, when you cut out the governments, you can offer these services to anybody, and that includes the unbanked.
Significantly less cost, because if you consider the size of a bank with the carpeting, the air conditioning, the tellers,
the
bank
computers.
Manager, whatever the hell the janitor's doing at a given moment, you know, whatever's going on, that's a huge amount of cost. This is a little gizmo that sits in the corner of a convenience store.
Right, exactly. It's where the poor people are. It's at the check cashing places that are already raping them.
I love it. It sounds like a great idea. VaultLogic.com is where folks can go. And you said you've already got the test unit.
It's at the conference right now in Dallas.
Dallas
Super Conference.
Interesting.
And we'll be at many other ones in the future. Come find us.
I'm glad that you came for the interview, because you always bring some of the most interesting stuff.
Yeah. Oh, and I've got more. MantleCoin is a movie studio. Capital Hero is a liquidity as a service. And they're all under my Dougco brand. Dougco! Welcome to Dougco!
And you're going to be speaking, by the way, on the final day of Anarchapulco.
Right.
Talking about what?
Talking about my journey from selling smoothies to selling jet space.
You got Bitcoin for smoothies way back
yes,
in the
I
day.
Did. Thanks to you guys, exactly. And I did a lot, and you know, it's so much fun. And I'm going to thank you guys live on the stage up there, all over the place.
Well, thank you, Doug, for being a great.
We haven't even been in the room when there's a first speaker.
I
want to
go. I want to see his speech. I'm going to take time out for that because we shouldn't be recording at that time. Doug Scribner, thank you so much. Go check out vaultlogic.com. That sounds like a really exciting project, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again.
Thanks.
This is Free Talk Live. We got more coming up from Anarchapulco 2018. Don't miss out next year. Also, I understand that they are going to be streaming this these videos later, so go check it out over at anarchapulco.com, all brought to you by Bitcoin.com.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Liquor Chops.
Try Liquor Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
We're at Anarchapulco 2018 at the beautiful Princess Resort right on the beach in Acapulco, Mexico, all brought to you by Bitcoin.com. It's just been a fantastic conference, meeting all kinds of people, movers and shakers, libertarians, voluntarists, anarchists, and in this case, we've got a programmer here on with us, and sometimes programmers are a little bit too off into the weeds, so Amaury Sechet is with us. Keep in mind, we're doing a general audience talk show here. The average radio listener is out there right now, and they don't know a whole lot about cryptocurrency. We talk about it on Free Talk Live, but it's always important to keep the conversations that we have not going too far off into the technical details, which I know would be easy for you to do. So keep that in mind as we talk about what you've created, or you were part of the creation, a major part of the creation, of Bitcoin Cash. And this happened last year. Listeners that aren't new to the show would know we've talked a lot about. We talked a lot about it as it was coming up and after it had happened, which was the first ever fork, as they call it, of Bitcoin, where Bitcoin split for the first time ever historically into two competing sets of Bitcoin. So let's call the two competitors Bitcoin Core and Bitcoin Cash.
Mm-hmm.
And you were the guy, apparently, according to Roger Veer, who we spoke to yesterday, and of course Bitcoin.com is one of our sponsors as well. He said you were the guy responsible for Bitcoin Cash. He gets all the hate, but you're the guy who actually made it. What was your incentive? What were you thinking at the time, and why didn't you do it sooner?
Well, that's a lot of questions.
It was.
So I've been interested in Bitcoin very, very, very early on. Mm-hmm. I learned about Bitcoin in 2010, and by 2011, 2012, I was pretty much convinced that, you know, it's going to be really big.
Yep.
And it's going to change, you know, a lot of stuff, because essentially it separates the money and the state, right?
And the banks. Yep.
And the banks. And so it have all kind of ramification in all the society work. So already there, I was convinced that it's going to be really, really big, and it's going to be very important for liberty in general in the world.
Sure is, and it was, and is.
Yeah. But what has been a thing since 2015 or so is that there was a limit put in place in the code in the early days, so that there is not more than about 3 transactions per second that can be processed by the network.
This is what's called the block size limit
of
1 megabyte.
Yes, so there is on average 1 block that is produced every 10 minutes, and those blocks contain the transactions that are processed by the network.
Right.
And so if you have a limit on the size of the block, you have a limit on the how many transactions can be in there.
Right.
And so you have a limit of how many transactions can be processed every 10 minutes. So it created a shortage situation where people had to outbid each other to get into the block, and it becomes more and more expensive and more unreliable.
Right, because Bitcoin, previous to this, what you're talking about happening, when it wasn't, the network wasn't full, it was very affordable to send a Bitcoin transaction. The average person making a dollar a day in Africa could send Bitcoin transactions because it didn't cost more than usually a cent or two, if that, to send.
Yeah, even a fraction of a cent,
right.
Not even a cent.
And then it started to get bid up because the network got full, and the people that wanted to get their transaction processed sooner would pay more, and then other people would pay more, and then before you know it, you hit $5, $10, $15, $30 at one point per transaction. And this was within the last year.
I saw transaction fees higher than that, but I guess people have just sort of agreed that it only went as high as $30.
Was the median transaction.
I've seen, my wallet was trying to get me to spend $70 on a transaction.
That's not the median. The median is mathematical concept.
Yep, I got you. I'm clear. I'm just saying that, my experience is more than double that.
Sure. Average numbers were much higher than that because there were much higher. That gets technical as to why things are that way. It has to do with the way the Bitcoin's stored in the wallet and how they get sent out. We won't get into that. But so that frustrated you.
That's one of the points, right? You don't want people to have to understand that. You want people to just spend
the
money and it just works and it costs, it's very, very cheap. So when you start to people's, you have different kind of transaction and it depends on how many input you have or,
it's too hard to explain.
You're already lost, right? You want to provide value to people. You don't want people to have to spend time understanding
they shouldn't have to.
Yeah. If they have to, you're not providing value to them.
So at what point did you decide you wanted to do something about it?
2015, this started being a hot issue. But for the most time, people wanted to try to avoid a split,
mm-hmm.
right? Try to find a compromise between the different factions in the space. and try to come up with, you know, some sort of compromise that would make most people happy.
In many cases, it was a software upgrade of some sort and a transaction, a block size increase, so more transactions available per 10-minute period.
Yeah, so there was various compromise that was proposed that were more or less of the same kind every time, which is we fix a problem known in Bitcoin called malleability, which allows you to, when it's fixed, to build a system on top of Bitcoin where you can exchange coin on those systems and you just settle once in a while into Bitcoin. So that's a way to offload part of the part of the transaction throughput to some other system. And the other part of the agreement is to increase the size of the block so that more transactions can be processed by the Bitcoin network.
Well, and they did come up with some sort of compromise in May of last year at a convention of some sort.
So, yeah, that was SegWit2x, but even before that, there was the Hong Kong agreement that was a similar agreement. But every single time, there was a fraction of people that were very, very, stubborn and unwilling to compromise. And because of those people, essentially, finding an agreement was not possible.
Right.
And
these are people that believe the world should be a certain way, and it wasn't the way that they wanted, and so they were firmly standing for that. So they wanted Bitcoin to be the only currency, and they wanted Bitcoin to remain the way they wanted to remain and change in the way that they wanted to change. When you lack compromise, this is what you get. Bitcoin, the concept, fractures, and then all these other altcoins come in and eat its lunch.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, compromise and negotiation is part of humankind. And if you don't do it, what you are holding on so dearly will disappear from your hands. And this is true not just in this area of life, but this is true in every area of life. If you're an a-hole, you will get the results that a-holes get.
No doubt about it. So you decided at what point, because there was that agreement that happened in May, and some people ended up breaking that agreement, but it seemed like Bitcoin Cash was created before that agreement really started to fall apart.
They were signed at the time, but what started happening and what started to raise some red flag to me was that there was this movement called UASF, where they wanted to activate the part of the agreement that fixed malleability no matter what, even if it's to split the chain because most of the network don't activate it. They were like, at this date, the August 1st, we're going to activate that stuff no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And those people were ready to split the chain for it. So I was like, if there are some people that are willing to split the chain for that, we need to have...
Split the chain, by the way. That's what you're saying.
Like split Bitcoin into two sort of Bitcoin, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just the accent. I wanted to make sure it was clear what you were saying. Split the chain. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Yep. And so my reasoning starting working in that is that if some people are willing to do that no matter what, then we need to have a plan ready for, the other branch of the chain.
Yeah.
And
that was Bitcoin Cash.
And so, even though it was not named that way at the time, it was Bitcoin Cash, and I started working on that. And what happened then is that SegWit2x made some bad strategic decision, I think.
This was the agreement. It was called SegWit2x.
Yeah, SegWit2x was the agreement, the compromise agreement.
I want you to hold that thought. Stick with us. Can you stay here for just a few more minutes? Stick with the conversation. And also talk about what's coming in the future for Bitcoin Cash, because they do have a plan. So we'll get to that. Anarchapulco 2018, this is Free Talk Live. It's all brought to you by Bitcoin.com.
1 out of 4 people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, another busy day here at Anarchapulco 2018. You can hear the crowd. They just came out from a debate that was happening in the auditorium here. Just a huge event as we'll be talking with the organizer, Nathan Freeman, here in just a few moments about how this event compares to last year's event. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that. Right now, Ian and Mark here at the remote studio at Anarchapulco 2018, all brought to you by Bitcoin.com, with Amaury Sechet. He is from France and is a programmer who was one of the key movers, the people behind the launch of Bitcoin Cash. And you were just kind of catching us up on the past of how Bitcoin Cash came about through this division, this split between, that was first a split between people, that the people just couldn't agree on how Bitcoin should move forward and scale to consumer demand. And so one side wanted to do one thing. The other side said, no, that's not the right way. We need to increase the block size. And the blocks are the part of the blockchain, which is the technology that backs Bitcoin. That is the world-changing, if you will, technology that allows for distributed, decentralized transaction information that's public. That's sort of what's behind the scenes with Bitcoin, and the blocks are the pieces of that blockchain that contain the transaction information. And so as the Bitcoin miners are performing their task of mining Bitcoin, they are taking those transactions, putting them into the blocks, and then the blocks get published to the blockchain, basically. That's kind of how all this works. The miners get paid a mining reward, which right now is 12.5 Bitcoin every single block, which, as you said, Amaury, happens about every 10 minutes
yep.
With Bitcoin. But Bitcoin was full, and the programmers couldn't agree, and they were about to do a user-activated soft fork on August 1st of 2017, and you said, we, those of us who believe in the larger blocks, because the soft fork people did not believe in the larger blocks, we need to have something ready, and that's where you kind of left off your story.
Yep, exactly. Well, that's the whole story. So when I noticed that, I started working on it, started, you know, writing the code and have something in place, and then go try to talk to as many people in the space, miner, exchanges, you know, merchant, whatever, like whoever I could get in touch with, to, you know, try to bootstrap the other branch. And, you know,
right, because you wanted to make sure that if you were going to fork this code, if you were going to split Bitcoin into two competing entities, you wanted to make sure that there was going to be people who would be willing to mine it, right? Like,
yeah.
Because if you just did all this work and then nobody was backing it with their mining operations, you've got a dead coin at that
exactly.
point. So you had to have, and I think in the beginning it was only like, what, 4% or something like that of the mining power that came over to Bitcoin Cash.
Mm-hmm.
And in the early days, because, and not to get too technical, but there's this difficulty adjustment. So normally with Bitcoin mining, as more miners enter and compete, the difficulty of the mining increases. And so when you split off Bitcoin Cash, one of the big challenges was if there weren't people mining it, there, or whoever was mining it would be mining at the difficulty level of what Bitcoin was at before the split. And so there were some tough times there where Bitcoin Cash had, it wasn't 10-minute blocks, it was 4-hour blocks or 12-hour blocks. And that had to be a nerve-wracking experience for you.
Yeah, a bit, yeah. But, you know, quickly enough, the difficulty adjusted down.
It did, yeah.
For a while, we had a situation of instability because what's happening, Bitcoin adjusts its difficulty every 2 weeks.
Roughly. Every 2016 blocks.
Yes.
And so if the blocks were taking longer, it would be much longer than 2 weeks before
yes.
the difficulty adjusted.
Or if the blocks are faster, it also takes faster. But
right.
the important point here is that it's not adjusting continuously. It's just, you know, staying at the same difficulty for 2 weeks and then adjusting. And so what happened when you have two different coins that use the same proof-of-work algorithm?
Yeah.
One of them is always going to be more profitable at any point in time because the price changes every day.
Right.
And so it's reasonable for miners to all switch on the one that is the most profitable. And
that's what they were doing. They would switch from one to the other,
yes.
And there were these spikes in profitability, and the miners would go to one, and then they'd go to another.
Yeah, they would go to one, and the difficulty would increase on that one, so they would go to the other, and the difficulty would...
And so you guys came up, Bitcoin Cash came out with a new difficulty adjustment where it's every single block. They're looking at a certain number of blocks. So Bitcoin Cash has changed. They've updated since they came out to make the difficulty better, easily more adjusted on the Bitcoin Cash side. Let's talk briefly about what's coming in the future.
Okay.
Isn't there another hard fork of Bitcoin Cash scheduled for like May or something like that? What's going on?
Yeah, so there is a hard fork scheduled every 6 months, kind of like Monero is doing it as well. It gives a lot of visibility for people in the space on how to upgrade and how to planify their stuff to have, you know, fix that like that.
Mm-hmm.
The next one, there are going to be a few changes in there. They're a bit technical, so I'm not sure, you know, how much I'm going to delve into this.
Yeah.
But essentially, there is an increase in the size of the block again to make sure that
really?
We stay ahead of the demand.
Now, isn't it a maximum of 8 megabytes right now?
Right now, it's 8 megabytes. It's
how often is it hitting
megabytes.
That? How often are the blocks actually getting to 8 megabytes?
It's fairly uncommon.
Yeah.
It happened a few times, but, you know, it's still fairly uncommon.
Right.
But
what are you going to increase it to?
32 megabytes.
32 megabytes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gee whiz.
That's awesome.
Well, we want to make sure that we stay ahead of the demand, right? So
sure.
What happened if you study the market, like how the market works, essentially the block size limit is a quota in democratic terms. And if the quota is higher than the market demand, then nothing happens. But if it's lower, you have all kind of negative economic impact. So we want to make sure that the limits stay ahead of the market demand.
Right, because if it hits the limit, then once again, fees start going up, and that's not what Bitcoin Cash wants.
Exactly.
Bitcoin Cash
and
wants to be spendable.
Yes, and we don't want to be changing that, you know, in urgency at the last minute, so we want to make sure that we stay ahead of that.
Excellent.
There is another change that's coming that is a way to embed more data into the blockchain.
So to embed what into the blockchain?
More data.
More data. Okay, yeah. Got it.
And this is useful for protocols that are built on top of the blockchain.
So people that are using Bitcoin Cash's blockchain for other things besides money transactions, basically? Okay, and I don't know what that's going to look like, right? Because they haven't made those things yet.
There are a few stuff that used to exist in Bitcoin, but that are more or less been killed by IFIs.
Like Counterparty?
Yeah, like Counterparty and Omni. Those systems, they allow to do various tokens that you can exchange, so that also secure by the blockchains.
Right.
That works differently than Bitcoin.
Right. Remember, Mark, when we interviewed the guy from Storage, which is a decentralized storage
Sean
application.
Wilkinson.
Yeah. They were originally using Bitcoin, and then they moved to the Ethereum blockchain because Bitcoin was too expensive.
Couldn't do otherwise.
So that's what you guys are going to be doing. You're going to be bringing back the ability for people to program other things.
Yeah, so we're not going to do those stuff, but we're going to do some change in the protocol to make sure that they can do it more easily.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for making, just returning what the vision, the excitement of Bitcoin back to the technology. I mean,
it's going to be a big
it's
year.
So awesome. Thank you.
I mean, this is going to be a big year for Bitcoin Cash. It's still new. I mean, it's still the kind of the old Bitcoin, sort of like Satoshi's vision, the original founder, but it's still new to people. It's still a new concept for a lot of people. And this is the year where you're going to see BitPay is going to start taking Bitcoin Cash, which means every merchant that is a BitPay merchant is going to be enabled for Bitcoin Cash acceptance. That's going to be huge. We just had Coinbase come on with Bitcoin Cash in December of 2017. Blockchain.info now offering Bitcoin Cash. I mean, there's Bitcoin Cash. This is a big year, 2018, for Bitcoin Cash. You've got to be excited about that.
Yeah, that's really cool. A lot of people have already migrated or are in the process of migrating their stack to be able to use Bitcoin Cash. Because, you know, simply Bitcoin has problems and
they're not fixing them. They don't seem to be fixing. Yeah, I mean, they're just saying, oh, well, there's this Lightning Network. It's coming sometime. Just wait.
No,
yeah,
but transactions have happened in Lightning Network.
Actually, I think like Lightning Network is
no. Okay.
Lightning Network is kind of cool, but it's over hype. I think people
hype.
People are expecting too much from it. It's, you know, it's going to improve things, but it's not going to solve all the problem like this.
Sure. And I hope it does improve things. I don't want to see Bitcoin Core fail. I want to see it, you know, get better.
Well, nobody wanted. I mean, this is why it took so long before having an actual fork. It's because
they didn't want to split it because confusion, you know, two different types of Bitcoin.
Totally. Nobody wants that.
That's why you compromise to make a better product.
Yeah.
You don't stand for the old product and then tell everybody to go to hell, and if they don't like it, then they can just leave.
Yeah.
They did, and they got the results one would expect.
Amaury Sechet, thank you for coming on Free Talk Live. BitcoinCash.org is your website. We appreciate you coming on today.
Well, it's not just my website. It's a website for Bitcoin Cash in general.
That's where you can go to learn about it.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you coming on Free Talk Live. We got more coming up. The organizer of Anarchapulco 2018 is next, and this is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live at Anarchapulco 2018, brought to you by Bitcoin.com. We are pretty much on the beach. It's just a stone's throw away here at the beautiful Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico. And I had the pleasure of being at this conference for the first time last year. Mark, you went to the very first one.
I did.
I believe. You missed the second one.
That's correct.
And then we're at the third one, and now we're here at number four, which is the first time the event has ever sold out. And not only did it sell out, it sold out at like three or four times the capacity of last year's event. So we never did get the numbers from last year. And the organizer, the main mover and shaker here behind the scenes, is Nathan Freeman. No relation, but, you know, you're a good guy, and you look good, and I appreciate that. You put this thing together. You do a lot of work. I'm glad you had 10 minutes to come over and talk to us, because I'm sure you're always running around putting out fires at an event
like
this.
His title is Chief Cat Herder.
Yeah. It's no fun trying to herd a bunch of libertarians and get things organized with a bunch of anarchists.
It certainly has some challenges, yeah.
Is that true? So, I mean, I don't know if you put on another convention otherwise, but do you believe it's harder with all these individualist types?
Oh, yeah. There's no question, because you ask people to do things and they're like, well, now that you've requested that, that's exactly what I'm going to not do.
Okay.
Because you own you and I own me. And I'm like, I'm just asking for a favor, man. Like,
wow.
Nope, I won't do it.
So tell us about last year compared to this year. What are some of the, I mean, besides the venue change, now we're on the beach rather than a little bit inland. What's the difference? I mean, how many people were here last year? What is the total number this year for the sellout capacity?
So last year we had 500, including speakers and sponsors and staff.
Over the whole weekend.
Yeah.
500 souls. Gotcha.
And this year it's about 1,700.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it was much more than 1,000.
How do you handle growth like that? I mean, that's got to include a lot more juggling, right?
I describe it as a contained explosion.
Yeah.
Right? you're basically just trying to control the outburst from
it.
You have to let things go wrong in a lot of places because you have to focus on what's truly important.
The priorities.
You've got to focus on important rather than urgent. Because everybody's urgent.
Yeah, everything's urgent.
Yeah.
Right now.
Right.
Urgent!
Exactly.
I feel like, so I've used this description a few times with a few different people. I feel like putting on an event organization is
Olympic-level organizational skills. I don't believe that there's anything else in the world that is small enough that one person basically is responsible and large and complicated enough that it just strains everything you've got in your life. What do you think?
Yeah, I would describe it. I think that's a fair description. Yeah.
I can't imagine. I know if somebody said, Mark, put together an event for me, you'd institutionalize me before the thing ever occurred.
Well, we added a lot of staff this year.
How many volunteers, staff we got?
But that has its own problems too.
Yeah, sure exactly. Does. Well, you add people and everybody walks up and says, "I'd like to volunteer," and I go, "Well, that's great. Do you have any skills?" Yeah. Well, nothing in particular. Well, I don't really need people to move boxes. We're okay on that.
They got hotel staff for that.
Yeah. When people come up and they actually have skills, like we had one guy come up and I said, "I need an electrician." And he goes, "Yeah, I can do electrical work. Awesome. Okay. Go for it." Another guy sent a message to my wife about a week and a half ago, said, I'm here in Acapulco. I'd like to volunteer. I'd like to be able to get a ticket. And I said, well, can he do anything? Well, he's an architect. Oh, awesome. He could do drawings for my stage.
Okay.
And he came and he did, and it was perfect. It was fantastic. Awesome. So, a few of the things, that's part of how this happens, is there's a certain amount of, like, just waiting for the universe to bring you the solution.
Mm. And it does.
That happens a lot at this event. Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, that would probably give me an ulcer.
I already have four, so you know, what's one more?
What's another one? Yeah.
So what's exciting about the event for you? Obviously, this year, huge sponsorship. You've got Bitcoin.com, you got Dash, you got Ethereum.
Yeah, Ron Paul's a speaker.
Ron Paul's a speaker. Jim Bell, whom I haven't found, really dying urgently. I want to talk to Jim Bell.
I'll send Jim Bell over next time I see him.
Please.
No problem. He's a big guy. He shouldn't be hard to miss.
People say, but I don't know what he looks like. I'm sorry.
All right.
This is such a bigger event. What's exciting to you?
Getting through the day.
Yeah, yeah. Over. Yeah. Yeah. You're up to your neck in it. I get it.
Usually, as an event organizer, you don't get to do the things the attendees are doing.
Right. I haven't attended an Acapulco in 3 years.
Right. Larkin Rose and Lauren Southern are currently debating immigration and borders right in this room. And what are you, I, and Ian doing? We're sitting out here chatting about the event. I mean, this is one of the biggest speeches, events here at the event. It's a big deal, and you know, we're doing this.
Yeah, there's only a handful of sessions that I have the opportunity to make time for.
Right. Yeah. We haven't been in the room when somebody's speaking yet.
I assume you're going to go in for Dr. Paul.
I would love to. I want to hang from a chandelier when Dr. Paul's here.
You got to be up in the Tree of Liberty, like that one famous photograph.
You're saying we're the help?
With the help, right? Well, I mean, we're here to make your event better.
Right.
We're here to interview folks. We get to talk to your speakers. We just don't get to hear them do their speech up there.
We get to give our listeners a flavor, a taste of what the event was like.
Yeah.
And it's nice, of course, seeing Free Talk Live listeners showing up.
Oh, I love them. They keep coming to the table saying, "How it does."
So I want to answer your question because you asked what's exciting. The concert last night was great. I actually got to be like
Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah. It's Wu-Tang. We had one member of Wu-Tang Clan, so I want to be honest with people. We had Killer Priest, who was a member of Wu-Tang Clan, and he performed with Prodigal Son, who is under Wu-Tang's management.
Okay.
And they did a bang-up job. Just before them was Backwards, who were just... Oh, God, they were so good.
Now, weren't they here last year?
They were here last year, and they had to work on, like, flimsy equipment. Everything was last-minute arrangement. And
now it was right. Now
one of their singers was sick, and he couldn't, he couldn't get all his parts out. This year, they were spot on. They were just rock solid, and we were in a great venue. It was right on the mountain overlooking Acapulco Bay, and the entire back wall is just glass.
Wow.
So they're performing in front of the bay at nighttime with all the lights on the far side of the city, and it was just incredible.
For the fans, that sounds like it would have been a really good time. We went out and got tacos at a taqueria, which that's exciting.
Yeah, I mean, if you didn't like hip-hop, you wouldn't have had a good time. But
well, I mean, I'm going to like a concert as much as I'm going to like any other, but at the same time, we're here all day doing the interviews,
right.
And by 6 o'clock, I'm just kind of worn out.
Oh, you got worn out at 6 o'clock?
Yeah,
because you had a busy day?
You were done at what, 1 a.m.?
I was communicating to the audience, Nathan.
What time did your day end yesterday?
Actually, to be perfectly honest, after Avi and I took the stage and just went over the program with everybody, I went to her and said, hey, guess what? I'm going to go back to my hotel room and die for a few hours.
Yeah.
And so I did. So I was off during the day until about 7 when I had to get my act together and go down to where the concert was happening and help out there.
I'm surprised you're not like sick and have a cold or something like that, because usually that's what happens to people who are burning it at both ends, yeah. And that's yeah. definitely what you're doing.
Lower the immune system.
Thanks for jinxing me, Mark. I appreciate it.
We're only halfway done with this thing. So it's a great event. It's huge. In my opinion, we've said this, you know, this isn't blowing smoke. We've been to a lot of events. This is the key libertarian, voluntarist, anarchist event. I mean,
right.
you've taken
the torch.
Yeah,
I truly believe that this is.
It used to be Porkfest. Now it's this.
Yeah, it's a really great event. I haven't been to Porkfest in a couple of years, so I wouldn't know what it's like.
A lot of people,
but I can
stop going there.
This is awesome.
You got an international audience.
Yeah,
a lot of people coming
great.
From all around the world, and I suspect, given that this was a sellout, there's going to be a 2019 Anarchapulco.
Oh, right? Not only will there be a 2019 Anarchapulco, and it's February 14th through the 17th, by the way, and tickets are going to be on sale as soon as we're done with this one.
Like, is it going to be here again?
It will, yes. It's going to be in that room over
okay.
there.
Is so that a bigger room?
It is a bigger room.
My
yeah.
God. How many people can that one hold?
I think with the layout that we have in mind, we can get 3,000, but I'm not entirely sure. I got to work that out with the hotel.
Wow.
But what we'll do is, because last year was 500, and then this year blew up to 1,700.
Right.
If we have, even if we only double next year, that's 34.
It's huge.
Right? And if we have the same growth curve we did this year, then you're talking over 5,000 people. So what we're probably going to do is set that room up as our main stage.
Yep.
And we might do this
and
as
overflow.
Entirely overflow. Yeah, and it's all screens.
Could it even get that big? Is the libertarian community that big now?
They were blocking people out for the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, I've had to turn so many people down. I've had people come to me very angry about the fact that they couldn't get tickets.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a real challenge. And literally, people would come and they'd be like, how on earth are you sold out? And I would say, there's only so many chairs we can put in the room.
Right.
Right? We've got a room and has four walls and a ceiling.
Yeah, you don't want to stand outside.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice out here, but...
I'll sell you a ticket, but you have to stand in the back of the room. I can't really do that.
I've been to lots of libertarian events. I can say that the male-to-female ratio at this one in particular is higher than the vast majority and maybe all of them that I've been to. What are your comments on that?
So, we have the unofficial mascot of Anarchapulco is the unicorn.
Okay.
And the unicorn is how we talk about the women who come here.
Okay.
Ah. Because they have this magical intersection of things that don't exist. They're smart, and they're beautiful, and they're woke as something you told me not to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
we actually have one of our staff members is wearing the shirt. Right over there, you can see the shirt.
The Anarchapulco shirt?
Yeah,
oh, the
unicorn
shirt.
On it. Yeah, and it has that slogan on the back.
Nathan Freeman, the organizer of Anarchapulco. Give me those dates for 2019 again.
February 14th through the 17th, 2019.
Tickets go on sale when?
They're going to go on sale at the end of this year's conference, so it should be Sunday.
Anarchapulco.com. Thanks, Nathan.
Thank you.
Up tomorrow.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.